Lakeland. Although wild boar aren't necessarily an issue in the area, it is something municipalities such as the County of St. Paul and the MD of Bonneville are keeping an eye on. County of St. Paul Reeve Glenn Ackerman says he personally shot a wild boar about 6 or 7 years ago, in the eastern portion of the County of St. Paul. But that was the first and only wild boar he's ever seen. However, reports of the animals on the southeastern portion of the municipality near the North Saskatchewan River have been made recently. Sightings near the border with the County of Two Hills have also been reported. "We're aware of it," says Ackerman, but he wouldn't go as far as saying the animals have been an issue in the area. The county did previously have a bounty on the animals, but only one or two of the animals would be brought in each year. The municipality is monitoring the situation, making sure the necessary steps are taken to control any hotspot areas that may arise. Ackerman added that landowners and hunters have been helpful in reporting sightings of wild boar, with one area resident even providing images from a trail camera. In early April, the government of Alberta announced that it had developed a wild boar control program to eliminate the destructive pest's threat to crops, livestock, and the environment. Wild boar at large have been documented in 28 rural municipalities, according to the province, although a list of those municipalities was not yet available when Lakeland this week inquired with agriculture, forestry, and rural economic development. According to information from the province, the new approach includes an expanded trapping and control program, compensation for farmers, and two separate bounty programs, one for landowners and trappers, and another for hunters. Wild boar at large are a threat to our animals and environment, as well as a vector for diseases like African swine fever. We are taking action to get rid of this menace and help those affected by it before it gets worse, said Nate Horner, Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Rural Economic Development, in an April 5 media release. The expanded program involves active surveillance in several counties and the use of more active traps across Alberta. Wild boar damage is also now included in the Wildlife Damage Compensation Program, which is administered by the Agriculture Financial Services Corporation. To help its wild boar surveillance efforts, Alberta is also implementing a one-year bounty pilot program for hunters. As their expiry dates near, both programs will be evaluated for effectiveness and next steps will be determined. To date, the County of Stettler and the Municipal District of Peace have signed on to both remuneration programs, reads information from the provincial government. Listed as a pest under Alberta's Pest and Nuisance Control Regulation, wild boar can cause damage to crops and property, endanger livestock and people, spread disease and negatively alter the ecosystem. According to County of St. Paul Sow Sheila Kitts, a municipality is only allowed to either trap or partake in the bounty, but can't participate in both. Historically, the county has only seen 1 to 2 pairs of ears brought in per year, she confirmed. So, council felt those numbers were not enough to warrant the bounty. At our Agriculture Service Board meeting, last week, council made a motion to not participate in the wild boar bounty at this time, said Kitts. They made a second motion for administration to bring forward a bylaw that disallows the establishment of a new facility, operation to raise wild boars in the county. It is important to note that there is one operation in the county, but past inspections indicate that it is well run and their fences were good so the animals cannot escape. According to Matt Jans, General Manager of Environmental and Protective Services with the MD of Bonneville, to the municipality's knowledge, there aren't any wild boar within the MD's boundaries. But, like their neighboring municipality, the situation is being monitored. Also, the issue will be brought to the MD's council in the future to discuss a potential bylaw around the raising of wild boar. "They're so destructive, and they're so elusive," says Jans, speaking about why concerns exist with the animals being at large. Albertans can help protect the province's animals, agriculture and ecosystems. If you see a wild boar or signs of their activity, email af.wildboar@gov.ab.ca or call 310-FARM-3276 to report it.